if you're thinking too much about career, whatever your career is, you're doing it wrong. It's like, you know what I mean? I enjoy every single second I'm ever playing music. My worst day playing music, it still beats the tar out of my best day cleaning toilets.
John Darnielle started the Mountain Goats in 1991 and is the one constant member in a shifting cast. As an extremely prolific songwriter, his strategy was to write a song and record it as soon as possible in whatever fashion was available. Over the course of making 18 records, the Mountain Goats have improved their method and now use studios and full bands. But you can still get a cassette copy of their new one, All Eternals Deck. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. John Darnielle formed the Mountain Goats while in college in Southern California. Many of his first recordings were taped on a boombox and featured the all-female reggae band called the Casual Girls. Darnielle likes to change things up lyrically and musically, flirting over the years with concept albums, autobiographical song cycles, and science fiction odysseys. The Mountain Goats' latest is All Eternals Deck, and it has all the characteristic humor and straight-ahead rock and roll that are Darnielle's specialties. He visited me in the WFUV studios, and I got to ask him about encounters with the sometimes rabid fan base that has grown over the years.
If something seems uncomfortable, then it's sort of my position to sort of bridge that and mellow it out. I mean, it's not, I don't know. Look, I get to live the life I dreamt about when I was a child, right? So any complaints that I might have about that sort of thing, I try to keep to myself, you know, because I think it's unseemly for minor or great celebrities to spend any time telling you, who have a time card to punch, how hard their lives are. You know what I mean?
It's like, I like the perspective there.
So yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, it can be a little weird, but I mean, 9 times out of 10, when somebody comes up to me and is nervous to meet me or something like that, I can diffuse that because I'm just some geek, right? I'm just some guy who has a thing that I'm able to do, right? I'm not anybody special. I'm just JD, right?
Let the camera pull back till the fullness of the frame is clear and plain. Screen until you see it all, like a vision in a crystal ball. Let it all fill with smoke. Is this somebody's idea of a joke? Let the fixer work until the silver's washed away, and take the picture from the tray.
There was a lot made of some of the early, before the record was released, talking about producers and Eric Rutan, who
yes.
is, you know, been Morbid Angel. There was some sort of, some people looking at that like, wow, that's really an odd connection, but you're kind of a closely associated metal dude.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of metal. And the other thing is, like, people think a lot that musicians have, I think, more constricted listening habits than they do. But when I wrote to Eric, the first thing he did was look us up and say, oh, you're on 4AD. I love Dead Can Dance, right? And so he's a big fan of a
right.
lot of that kind of stuff. And we don't sound like Dead Can Dance much, but...
So you're working with Eric, and, you know, he kind of didn't really work with, you know, bands like you before.
Right.
You know, so he kind of just comes at it for himself is from a whole new standpoint.
Well, and it's a whole different way of working, because when you're making death metal, you record 4 bars at a time, right? You don't sit down and play live. What we do is play live.
But people, you know, death metal gets a little bit of a bad rap in that sense, though. People, you know, there's a misconception as though some of these guys aren't really musicians.
Oh, my God. Those are the best musicians on the planet outside of jazz musicians. I mean, seriously, those guys can play.
Yeah, there's major skill there.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean...
and not in all of them, but, you know, like anything. I mean, there's not always going to be... Not every band is going to be great, but, I mean, there are a lot of skilled guys out there.
The worst death metal guitarist is still 3 times the guitarist I am.
Feast like pagans. Never get enough. Sleep like dead men. Wake up like dead men. And when the sun comes, try not to hate the light. Someday we'll try to walk upright. Crawl till dawn. On my hands and knees. God damn these bite marks. Deep in my arteries. What they've done to me.
That's the Mountain Goats live in our studio performing Damn These Vampires and Birth of Serpents. Their new album is called All Eternals Deck. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.